This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Dawn Barr. She's coordinator of Health Expo 2015. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Thank you, Rick. How are you today?
All right. We're going to obviously discuss Health Expo 2015. It's a partnership this year between Cooperative Home Care and the Crystal Ballroom, and some people may know it for years as the Macoupin County Health Department sponsored it. And if you'd like to talk just in general about this event coming up on April the 21st.
It is located at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Address is 20631 Staunton Road. It will be from 9 a.m. to noon. We're going to have a multitude of community resources and information available to the public. There will be healthcare screenings as well. You can get your total cholesterol checked, glucose, hemoglobin A1C, blood pressure, colon cancer, prostate cancer. There's low vision, diabetes risk assessment. Stephanie from Fritz Pharmacy is going to be available for medication review. We're going to have refreshments and healthy snacks and giveaways. There's going to be speakers and representatives from local healthcare organizations, healthcare professionals, and the veterans organizations as well. We're also going to have the mobile vet unit in the parking lot that everyone's available to tour at their leisure. Participants can receive one, two, or as many of the screenings as are appropriate. And we're going to have quite the list of attendees. And people are still coming on board to reserve tables and present a lot of things to the public. So I really hope we have an excellent turnout. It is free to the public to attend. We're going to have hospitals. Carlinville Hospital will be there. They're going to be providing cholesterol screening. St. Francis Hospital is participating. They're going to do the A1C hemoglobin testing. We're also going to have Community Memorial, which is Staunton Hospital, will be there as well doing glucose testing. Locust Street Resource Center, the Macoupin County VAC, the Dave Transportation Information by the VA will be there, Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, Illinois Comptroller's Office, Montgomery County Health Department, Michelle's Pharmacy, Hospice of Southern Illinois, Robbins Manor of Brighton, Lebanon Care Center, and Nokomis Rehab, Homestead Senior Care, Veterans Care Coordination, the American Diabetes Association, San Gabriel Memory Center, Quantum Vision Center, Macoupin County Public Health Department, Catholic Charities, Illinois Secretary of State Driver Services, Illinois Valley Economic Group, Tops of Staunton, the Glenwood of Staunton, Celtic Healthcare, Heritage Healthcare, and Hitz Memorial Home.
Is there a charge for any of the screenings? Are some a charge, some not? How does that break out?
No, hon, there is no charge for these screenings.
Now, on some screenings, I know you hear sometimes you've got to fast or anything. Are all these you can just come in, or should people take some kind of don't eat if they want this particular type of test? You know, sometimes.
Yeah, your cholesterol and your glucose, you obviously want to be fasting for those.
And about what should they do if they want to come into the health fair? When should they stop eating or whatever they should do? I don't know.
Right,
exactly.
After midnight. And if they could come there by 9 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. And we'll have seating stations available for people to go through and get their tests done. It will be in one concentrated area, so it'll be easy to go to just that station if that's what you're looking for.
Is this for any particular age group or all welcome?
All are welcome.
Your screenings, again, you named several, but I noticed some eye care places. Will there be anything with vision as far as their vision, or is just information available?
You can speak with the actual optometrist. Stephen Smith will be there from Quantum Vision, and he is an expert on any of your vision needs at all, anything from cataracts to, you know, low vision screening. They can talk about there at the Health Expo.
Now, this is from 9 a.m. until noon, and as you said, for some tests, you want to get there right there at 9. What do you recommend for everybody else? Get there at 9, too, or maybe if you're not looking for a particular screening, a little later?
You can come right on in the door at 9 and go to tour any of the stations. So I would recommend whatever's at your leisure. If you want to come a little later in the morning, that's fine too. We'll be there till noon, and I hope to get a good turnout.
How did you get the organization get to where they sponsored or co-sponsored this year? As we mentioned earlier, Macoupin County Health Department had done it for years,
right?
And they'll still be there, but
sure.
Sort of how's your involvement evolved?
I went and spoke with Debbie Link. We were discussing the Health Expo, and she was really in need of some assistance in getting this off the ground. I actually live in Staunton, and it, to me, touches my heart because this is a very important health fair that should continue for this community. So I told her any way, shape, or form I can help, I will be there. And that's kind of how it evolved from there.
Now, you had mentioned that the mobile veterans unit will be there. What kind of, information will they make available for veterans? Obviously, what will be going on with that?
Sure. The mobile vet center actually does readjustment counseling services. So they will have information on that.
Don, I will ask you this question. We were talking about the health department was a sponsor of the health fair for many years, and now Cooperative Home Care is part of the sponsorship team. And could you talk a little bit about Cooperative Home Health?
Sure. They have been in business for 29 years. They have 5 offices. They have had the same owners since initiation of the business, which is really great because they're financially stable. They offer a variety of health care options, private care, skilled nursing care, physical therapy in the home, low vision. They take a variety of funding as well. They have free assessments and value packages, and we will have a table present there if anyone has any questions on the things that we can provide for them in the home.
As we come to the end of the show, if a person has questions or they need more information concerning the Health Expo that's coming up on April 21st, who do they call?
They can call me. My number is 217-710-0153.
Don Barr, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great day.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.